I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on December 9th, 2019. The Ubuntu project has released new images for the Raspberry Pi family of computers today, as well as updated 32-bit images for the Raspberry Pi 2, 3, and 4. The project has also pushed out new 64-bit images for the Pi 3 and 4. Among the changes included are a fix for the kernel bug that previously prevented the USB ports from working correctly on the 4GB version of the Raspberry Pi 4. As its next steps, the project plans to release versions of Ubuntu Core and Ubuntu Server LTS for the Pi, and is also committed to provide an officially supported version of the OS whenever the Raspberry Pi Foundation releases a new hardware platform in the future. And speaking of Ubuntu, the team behind the distro would like desktop, server, and cloud users alike to take a few minutes to complete an online questionnaire ahead of the release of Ubuntu 20.04. Partly to shape that version of the distro and also help influence the longer-term direction of the project. The survey is open until January 10th, and you'll be able to find a link in today's show notes. Google has announced that applications for next year's Summer of Code will open in January. The program has seen over 15,000 students from more than 100 different countries get involved in open-source software since it started. And Google is hoping that the project's potential students will spend some time over Christmas break thinking about what they might like to get out of next year's event. This will be the 16th event that Google has organized so far. Open source projects will be able to apply to participate from mid-January, but students will have to wait until March for their chance to be included. But if you have some free time right now, the KDE project is looking for assistance with its website. A Brazilian KDE contributor has written a blog post asking for people to help move the project's web pages over to a more maintainable Markdown format. The developer also explains why this move is needed and provides a pretty good tutorial on how to get started with the process, so you don't even have to be a web developer or an expert to get started and contribute back to KDE. And bringing things full circle today, a new mix of Ubuntu featuring the Cinnamon desktop was released at the end of last week. While this version, based on Ubuntu 19.10, is a community remix, the project does seem to have support from some within the Ubuntu project itself, which might mean this could turn into an official flavor at some stage in the future. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/64. We'll be back tomorrow.